Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Starting this hour, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in two cases challenging race-based admissions policies in higher education. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
A conservative group, Students for Fair Admissions, sued two elite universities, Harvard and the University of North Carolina, contending that because race may be one of the factors considered in admission decisions, the schools are unconstitutionally discriminating based on race. The schools reply that there are plenty of students who have high enough test scores and grades to qualify for admission, and that in putting together a student body that is demographically diverse, schools need not ignore a candidate's race any more than they do his or her home state, national origin, family background, or special achievements. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump's family business, the Trump Organization, goes on criminal trial today in New York. Two Trump entities are accused of tax evasion. Trump himself is not charged, but insists there was no wrongdoing. A suspect will be formally charged today in several counts in the attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. San Francisco authorities say among the charges is attempted murder. Paul Pelosi was hit with a hammer last Friday. He was hospitalized for skull surgery and suffered injuries to his hands and arms. The winner of Brazil's presidential election is left-wing challenger Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He narrowly defeated incumbent right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro by a little more than 1% of the vote. Bolsonaro has not conceded the election. But NPR's Kerry Kahn tells us Da Silva joined his supporters in the streets of Sao Paulo last night.
He outlined what he will do in his presidency. This will be his third. He said he will end hunger, zero tolerance for deforestation in the Amazon. And most of all, he told the crowd there that he will restore democracy to Brazil.
NPR's Kerry Kahn reporting. Stocks opened lower this morning as investors await new action from the Federal Reserve this week to combat inflation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped about 230 points in early trading.
Inflation in the Eurozone hit a new high this month, with prices up 10.7% from a year ago. That's even higher than inflation in the U.S. But prices in this country are also climbing much faster than the Federal Reserve would like. The central bank's expected to raise interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point on Wednesday. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell holds a news conference that afternoon, and markets will be listening for any guidance on how much higher rates are likely to climb in December and early next year. Stocks were mixed in Asia overnight, up in Japan, but down in China. Factory activity in China unexpectedly declined for the 10th month in a row. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now down 215 points. This is NPR. State media in Iran say the Iranian government plans to put about 1,000 people on public trial over recent anti-government protests. Demonstrations have been going on for about 6 weeks following the death of a young woman in the custody of Iran's morality police. Tehran has been working to quash dissenters in one of the biggest challenges to the Iranian regime in years. Officials in western India say at least 132 people have died in the collapse of a pedestrian bridge. Victims plunged into the river below. Sushmita Patak reports India's military is conducting search and rescue efforts.
Footage from the tragedy shows people trying to swim to the riverbanks or clinging to the green netting of the bridge. Officials estimate there were about 400 people on or around the bridge when it broke off on Sunday evening. Many women, children, and elderly are among the victims. The suspension footbridge is in Morbi in the western state of Gujarat and is a popular local tourist spot. It was built in the 19th century by the British and had been recently renovated. An investigation is now underway into how it snapped just days after reopening. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Patak in Meerut, India.
Officials in South Korea say at least 154 people died in a crowded crush of people out celebrating Halloween last Saturday. The U.S. Embassy says two Americans were killed among people from other nations. South Korean authorities are investigating reports that there was no crowd control. South Korean officials have also declared a week of mourning. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.